Chapter 8. There is a difference between savers and investors. Robert's view.
Many people invest in mutual funds. When I talk about not being a saver, many of them respond, "But I am investing. I have a portfolio of mutual funds. I have a 401k. I also own stocks and bonds. Isn't that investing?" I take a step back and explain myself a bit more. Yes, saving is a form of investing. So when you buy mutual funds or stocks or bonds, you are sort of investing, but it is more from a saver's point of view and a saver's set of values. Let's look at the passive investor philosophy. Once again, most financial planners will advise you to work hard, save money, get out of debt, invest for the long term, primarily in mutual funds, diversify. Donald Trump and I are not saying everyone should change and stop doing this. It is good advice for a certain group of people, people who have a saver's philosophy or are passive investors. In today's environment, I believe it to be the riskiest of all financial advice. There is one word that separates the savers and investors. That word is leverage. One definition of leverage is the ability to do more with less. Most savers do not use financial leverage. And you should not use leverage unless you have the financial education or financial training to apply it. But let me explain further. Let's look at this standard advice from the viewpoint of a saver and then an investor, or an E and S quadrant person versus a B and I quadrant person. Let's start with the advice, work hard. When most people think about the words work hard, they think only about themselves working hard. There is very little leverage in you working hard. When Donald and I think about working hard, while we both work hard individually, we mostly think about other people working hard for us to help make us rich. That's leverage. It's sometimes known as other people's time. As already discussed, the B quadrant person receives more tax breaks than the E and S quadrants because the B quadrant person creates jobs. In other words, our government wants us to create jobs, not look for a job. Our economy would collapse if everyone started looking for a job. For our economy to grow, we need people to create jobs. Now, what about the next piece of standard advice? Saving. The problem with saving money is that the current economic system needs debtors, not savers, to expand. If you list your assets and liabilities, you list your savings account as an asset and your mortgage as a liability. But the bank would list these exactly the opposite way. For the bank, your savings are a liability, and your mortgage, your debt, is an asset. For our current economic system to keep growing, it needs smart borrowers, people who can borrow money and get richer, not people who borrow money and get poorer. Once again, the 90-10 rule of money applies. 10% of the borrowers in the world use debt to get richer. 90% use debt to get poorer.